From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. As emblematic of Northern California as cable cars and cracked crab, sea lions are a big attraction at San Francisco's Pier 39 and Monterey's Cannery Row. But many of these animals are getting sick from a bacterial infection that seems to be on the rise this year. Amy Standen has more.
It was a San Francisco resident named Teresa who first spotted the young sea lion lying on Ocean Beach.
How could you tell something was wrong with him?
He looks sad. Yeah, he just looks sick. I hope he gets better.
She's right. When Kat Rudd, a volunteer with the Marine Mammal Center, arrives to take a look, she can tell instantly that the sea lion is not well.
He's not severely emaciated, but he's moderately underweight. He was kind of sucking on the sand, so that's kind of an indication of him being dehydrated. So at this point, it's just a matter of getting him back up to the facility, and they'll run blood work.
Push.
Rudd and a couple of volunteers grab some chest-high wooden shields and a net from their truck. Holding the shields in front of them, sea lions do bite. They corral the animal into a plastic carrier.
He is secure.
It's a lot easier than it should be.
We would not pick these animals up if they were at full strength. So there's no, these nets and everything else would break apart if it was an animal that's in good shape. I mean, he is really not feeling good.
In fact, this is a very sick sea lion. A few days after its rescue, the animal is euthanized, diagnosed with an acute case of leptospirosis. It's a bacterial infection that has likely wiped out his kidneys. Back at the Marine Mammal Center, perched high above Rodeo Beach in the Marin Headlands, veterinarian Michelle Blaskow is making the rounds. Different seasons bring different marine mammals, but this time of year, the center's concrete yards and plastic pools are filled with sea lions. Blaskow says she's seeing a lot of leptospirosis these days.
We seem to see a large outbreak of it every 4 years. The last outbreak was in 2004, and there was over 300 animals. And then this year so far, we're at about 90, but this would be like year four, so we're expecting to get a lot.
The center treats sea lions with all kinds of problems, everything from cancer to ingested fishing nets and hooks. But leptospirosis is the most mysterious. Scientists don't know why the disease hits in cycles, nor are they sure how the animals pick up the bacteria in the first place.
It's actually a freshwater organism, so that's sort of interesting because these guys live in the ocean. But there's possibilities that they're drinking water on rookeries where the water's stagnant.
Humans and dogs can get leptospirosis too, either from infected drinking water or coming into contact with the urine or the blood of an infected animal. Here at the center, vets can save about half the cases with a dose of antibiotics and lots of fluids. But even with the leptospirosis outbreaks, California sea lions, by and large, are doing just fine. There are about 300,000 of them along the Pacific coast. That's quadruple the number from the 1970s. And enough that many commercial fishermen blame sea lions for a decline in salmon and steelhead. Which raises an interesting question. Why does the center, which will soon complete a brand new $32 million hospital and visitors facility, spend so much on animals that are neither threatened nor endangered? It's a question Blaskow and others here get asked a lot.
The populations of all the animals we see, for the most part, are stable, but we do deal with some endangered animals, like the Steller sea lion, Guadalupe fur seal, and the endangered Hawaiian monk seal.
And when scientists at the Marine Mammal Center, or anywhere else for that matter, treat a threatened or endangered animal, they don't want to be taking chances.
Everything that we learn from the animals that we do treat, we can help to help us treat endangered animals. You don't want to do a lot of experimenting on endangered animals because, you know, everyone that dies is definitely important.
Finally, says Blaskow, these animals are the canaries in the oceanic coal mine. If conditions in the Pacific start to threaten marine mammals, scientists here will be some of the first to notice. And then there's the reward of simply healing a sick animal. After the rescue on Ocean Beach, Kat Rudd and other volunteers head down to Fitzgerald Beach in San Mateo County and back one of the trucks up onto the sand. In the back are three sea lions, all of them recovered from bouts of leptospirosis and ready to head back into the ocean. As a male sea lion named Jaimin rattles the bars of his cage, the center's Kat Rudd tells her volunteers to open the latches.
Push the button, Dominic. Here they go.
Without so much as a backward glance, the three sea lions clamber down the rocks and plunge into the ocean. Immediately, they begin to roll and play. A small crowd has gathered nearby, and they're thrilled.
Oh, they're swimming.
Oh,
swimming.
Awesome. For Rudd, this is the most satisfying sight of all.
But this is definitely what we want to see, and this is the big reward from all the time and the effort and commitment of getting these guys up off the beach. They are the sentinels of the ocean, and it lets us know what's going on, and that directly affects us.
The Marine Mammal Center's new hospital and visitor center is scheduled to open to the public in June 2009.
We'll just start loading back up.
For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
You'll find more on sea lions and a slideshow for this story at kqed.org/quest.